Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why. When everything goes wrong.
That's a line of rhythm section with our anthem. When everything goes wrong, you got to go on and do it or die, small business owners. That's what we're talking about. With Ed Harrington. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Ed. Ed's the CEO, for just the time being at least, of Ideas. Ed, thanks again for being here. His book is called Outsmart Your Instincts. You got a website?
I do. It's www.ideastogo.com, all letters. I-D-E-S-T-O-G-O.
Togo.com. And Ed, so you're about to not be the CEO anymore. Are you retiring? Are you just handing the reins down? What are you doing?
Jim, what does retiring mean? What, can you define that for me?
Yes, I do. My definition of retirement is waiting to die. That's the reason I'm not going to.
Right. My definition of retirement is a pine box.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, waiting to die. Somebody asked me if I was afraid of coronavirus. I said, I'm not afraid of coronavirus. I'm afraid of retirement.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not retiring. I'm staying on as the former CEO and advisor to the board.
All right.
You know, full time, actually. I'm not sure they'll get full time out of me or not. Should I hope they're not listening.
You got too much mayhem to wreak. So I'm
oh, yeah. And right now, things couldn't be better in a bizarre way.
Right. Yeah.
You were talking about what's the aftermath of all this. And the first thing I would say is, people have adjusted amazingly, and for a lot of people, myself, our company included, we've seen the opportunity in it.
The thing I want to set up for you here, and what I want to remind people is for 2020, we were all in the adrenaline stage of the sprint. Everybody was doing their best. They were throwing it. They were throwing themselves in. You know, this is something we've got to do to get by. This is an adrenaline rush kind of thing. We're all going to take one for the team, and everybody had a good attitude. Well, now we've settled into a marathon pace, and this looks like it may be the way things are going to be. We've got to find a way to sustain this kind of performance, attitude, and productivity in a long-term marathon pace. And that's going to be the challenge, especially making sure that we maintain the culture of our companies when we're remote. What do you think?
I think the last point you hit is the big one. How do you keep the culture going? How do you make sure that you have the same experience when you're in a room together, when you're not in a room together? And that's part of what we're learning. You know, a lot of people say this is the new normal. And my expression is, no, it's the new abnormal.
I call it the new regular, because normal went MIA March 15th of last year.
Yeah. We've actually moved them to weekly, but we were doing weekly meetings online where we would chat with each other and didn't have to be a big deal, anything. You could talk about your pet cat. You could talk about your desire to fly to the moon. Didn't matter whatsoever. Another way that I just want to brag about my team, if you don't mind. So we've done online projects before, but not a whole bunch. Maybe they were 5 or 10% of our business. One of the issues is when you do our business, it's 8 to 10 hours. You cannot do online for 8 to 10 mm-hmm. hours. You can, but if you can, I want to meet you because you must be a dullard. Uh-huh. So we learned, the team really adjusted how to do these meetings in four-hour sections instead of eight-hour sections and split them into different segments, so to speak, just not to tire people out. The other thing I will tell you, in our team, in our meetings, they are scheduled like a mother trucker. Mm. You know, the objective is very clear. We have little exercises for people to do on. We use the breakout room so people can chat with each other. We made them as engaging as we possibly You want to know one of the ways we practice doing that, Jim?
How'd you do it?
We held free creativity classes for kids.
Huh.
And we said to all of our clients, our employees, we have a train brush, our own train brush, don't let me steal that phrase, but over 1,000 consumers. And we said, hey, your kids are sitting at home, they're driving you crazy, they're, you know, poor kids. I think this is awful for kids and teens, just awful.
Yeah,
but
it is.
Hey, we'll teach them about creativity, bring them online. So two things. Had a bunch of kids having fun coming online. They got to practice too, although you don't have to teach kids about tech.
Right.
They teach you
right.
The other way around. But we got to practice how to run a session with what may be one of the more difficult audiences you could work with.
That's right.
Children. You
yeah.
know, these are not people who pay attention. These are not people who follow the rules or anything like that. They were extremely popular. Extremely
wow,
popular.
That's great.
We never had trouble filling a session for them. And I'll tell you the other, you know, you do good, you get good, Jim.
Go ahead.
Well, we included in those clients. I mean, if clients had kids that they wanted
bring
to do.
With
so,
them. Yeah.
So with them, but here's the better part. And, you know, we did it for the good of the world. However, the return to us was the parents went, oh, these people know how to do this shit.
And they care about all of us, the family too. Hey Ed, I need
absolutely.
To reference ideastogo.com is the website. The book is called Outsmart Your Instincts. Ed, come back soon.
As soon as I can, as soon as we can do a virtual visit, and then you'll never talk to me again when
we'll
you see
it,
what I look
we'll
like.
We'll do it then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.